On that note, so today's daf is daf Ayin Dalet. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family. L'zeicha Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we are on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis by the Simon, right? So it's like six lines, seven lines from the bottom. So now, going over to there's still the stories of Rabbi Barchana. Now, before he was on the ship, and now we're talking to the ship farers. Now he's been talking to some Arab desert traveler. One time I was walking in the desert, and we were being led along the way by some Arab merchant. He could take dust, smell it. Basically, he was like the first Bedouin tracker. Based on the smell, he could tell you that you can go. This is the direction here. This is the direction to that place. We asked him how far are we away from water, from a source, water source. He said to us, "Give me some dust, some dirt, so I can smell it, I guess, and determine the distance to get to the water." We gave it to him. And he said, based on the smell, that we are a distance of 8 parsos away from water. Taninan v'yahavin la. So then, I guess later on, they gave him more. They gave him more dirt for amala and the merchikin plus a parsay. I guess now they traveled 5 parsos. Now we're only 3 parsos away. But afchislei, and then we flipped around and we tried to trick him. We flipped him around. You know, we put the blue into the red label. We tried to trick him, right? But afchislei v'lo yichatulei. We weren't able to trick him. Not exactly sure. I remember the Marshal talks about that Mashiach will be able to judge people based on smell, so maybe it has something to do with us, love with the smell. I don't know.
Art Scroll doesn't even try to.
Okay. Amrale. Right, so it lives. Amrale. The question, always is, there are real three major shitos about, like, how do you attack these Gemaras, these types of Agaritas? So if you run through the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chananel, they seem to, and even Tosfos, they seem to take these Agadas very, very literally. And you'll see in a moment that Tosfos all the time asks halachic questions about the Agata. How could it be this? We know halachos like that. Taking the stories pretty literally. You have the Shita, I guess it's of Avram ben Rambam, but more, maybe it's from his father, the Rambam also, who says that not only shouldn't you take these stories literally, you cannot take these stories literally. It's wrong to take them literally, and you have to find the inherent deep lesson that's being hidden in these. And then there's others who, and Maharal also similarly, well, differently, but similarly doesn't take them literally, but he puts a lot of spiritual connotations into these stories.
Also.
What?
The Gra also.
The Gra as well. But the
Chachamim felt that it had to be put inside.
It's put here for a reason, absolutely. The question is, what are you supposed to learn? Did these stories actually happen? Are they visions? Are they hyperbole? Or are they just like fables in order to teach a lesson?
The old expression, it doesn't have to be true in order to be true.
It doesn't have to have happened to have been true.
Exactly.
Correct. So, Amrali, Tai Avach Lach Masay Midbar. The Socha Yishmeli comes and tells Rabbi Rachanel, come and I will show you those who died in the desert. The Masay Midbar, from the Dora Midbar. Azli Chazisinhu, so we went to see them. Vidamu Keman Dimi Basame. They looked like they were drunk, but I think it means that they looked like they were red. Their faces were red. They were full. They were full of life. I guess they're ready to go, right? Gano aparkid, and they were lying face up. So Tosfos points out they're lying face up. This answers the machlokas. He thinks that you have in Gemara and Brachos. Gemara and Brachos talks about that you're not supposed to say Kriyashma aparkid, or you are supposed to say it, right?
Yeah.
Right. He says. Right, Mekan Amar Beinu Tam Da Aparki Panav Lamala Veloshak Perish Beinu Chananel Beninido VeBrachos Panav Lamata The Imkain Lo Haya Yochol Tayel Ruchay VeTuti Barkay. So what ends up happening is it's face up and they're going to walk under their knees, but they're bent knees. So it must be you're facing up. And the Machlokas about Kriyashma whether it means face up or face down. So Rabbi Beinu Tam says you see it means face up. So what's the case here? Vegada Aparkay Zikif VeBarkay DeChaminaya. One of the legs or the knees of one of them Tei Misbar was bent facing up. Right, va'ayel tayoyo tu tebir kei ki rafi gamlu zekifa rumchev lo nogabe. And this Arab merchant rode his donkey with his spear facing up underneath the knee of this Matei Midbar, and he didn't touch him. Meaning he was pretty big dude, pretty big guy. So I'm not, if that's if they were so big, I'm not. I mean, again, I'm not understanding. Then why were they so afraid? I guess the Anakim were even that much bigger than the Dor Midbar. If the Dor Midbar is that big, imagine how big the giants were that they felt that they were grasshoppers
the giants, in the eyes. Just
their perception. They thought that they were.
That's one. But but why would they feel that way if they're so big?
Well, aren't we talking about compared to our generation, even those who sinned in the desert were spiritually giants?
So, I mean, if you're taking it literally, then I have the kasha. If you're taking that they were spiritually giants, then I get it. Then okay, despite the fact that they died and they did the chait of the meraglim, they still don't look at them as being spiritually lower than us. They're a much higher level than us. Right? Paski chad the kana tchelus the chaminayu. So Rabbi Rechana cut off the corner of the tzitzis of one of the metein mitbar to check how many strings are on it. Try to pass us. Machlokas beishanu beis hillel is how many strings are on the corner. Lo havi mistagin lan. And then when he cut it off, all of a sudden the animals couldn't move. They were stuck. So Amar Li, so the Ishmaeli said to him, Dilma shakal to midi minayu. Maybe you took something of theirs. So Ahadre, put it back. Go put it back. The Gemiri, because we have a Kabbalah, the Sochrim have a Kabbalah, the Mandashaka Bidi Minayu Lomastagile, that whoever takes anything from them won't be able to continue on his way. So Azi Adere, so Rabbah put it back, Bahadim Stagile, and they were able to continue walking. So Kiyasla Kami the Rabbanan, when he came to the Rabbanan, and Rabbah came to the Rabbanan, Amr Lee, he said, the Rabbanan said to him, basically, you're an idiot. Call Abba, anyone whose name is Abba, Rabbah's name is Abba, call Abba Chamra, he's as foolish as a donkey. B'chol Bar Bar Chana, Sikhsa, you're a Shote. Lamai Hilchasa Abduchak. What was the reason why you took the strings, cut them off? Lameda Ikev Isham Ikev Isilah. You might want to know, that looks like Isham Isilah, with three strings or four strings. Right? So, Ibailach Lamim Nechuti Menai Mechulios. All you had to do is count them. You have to cut it off. Just count them while you were there. And then you put it back. Right, it was just finish one more story and then go look at the Tosos. Amrali, so the Yisoch Yishmaeli says to me, Ta Achvei Lach Har Sinai. Come and I'll show you Har Sinai. So Azli, they went, V'chazit Ahadli Akbar V'kimi Kechamik Havardei. So that there are these scorpions and white donkeys surrounding Har Sinai. V'shamati Baskol She'omer. So I heard a Baskol coming out to say, Oidli Shenishbati. What was to me that I swore? Rashbam says he swore to put Bnei Yisrael into Golos, but Achshav Shenishbati, now that I made this oath that I have to put Bnei Yisrael in Golos, me Meferle, who is going to be Mati and my oath, who's in the Matan Eder. So Kiyosel Kamei the Rabbanon. So when they came to the Rabbanon, Amrle, they said to him, again, you're foolish. Kol Abba Chamra and Kol Bar Chana Sichza. Hayelom Alecha Mufarlach. You could have just said to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mufarlach and Matir is Neder, and it'll be good to go. So who saw Vardilmosh was the Mabalhu? So he said, no, I thought that the oath that he was Nishkosh Baruch was talking about was what was to me that I made the oath that I will never destroy the world again, like he said after the Mabal. So Rabbanan said, Rabbanan imkain oily lama. So why did he say oily? Okay, so the question that comes up as there's a halachic implication is it says from here that Rabbah went to the door in Midbar and he cut off the piece of the tzitzis of the Dor Midbar, which is mashma, that dead people wearing tzitzis. We don't do that.
We do that.
We don't leave them.
We
pass them. But
it's only one string. We only cut off one string. The rest is there.
It's all puzzle.
Talis is puzzle.
It's all puzzle. It makes it puzzle.
Well, we don't.
No, right, let's read the Tosfos. So mash, because we're going to jump into the end before we sing it. Mashma hacha sheyesh tzitzis lemesim. Sees him here. There's a mitzvah tzitzis lemesim. Which used to say that's not the case. The Yish Lidchos, and we can be doche to say no, they weren't, because they went in alive. They went in alive. They went down to right. The Yish Lidchos, Shahayim Nichnasim Nichayim Bekever. They would lie down every Tisha B'Av. Kidamer Midrash Shakol every Tisha B'Av. Hayo Holchim Shem Chayim Lesochiv Reichem. By Baskol Yotzes Vamaros Hibadul Chayim in a Mason. Right. So they used to go. So they went in wearing the tzitzis. They went in alive, and then they died in there. So then they were wearing the tzitzis. But he says no. Avayish Leviraya Perak Tcheles can bring a raya from Gemara Menachos to Amr Shmuel Kli Kufsa Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Shmuel says that the tzitzis is a chovas on the beged, and so even if you have a four corner garment sitting in your drawer, you'd have to have tzitzis on it, as opposed to just when you wear it, which is chovas gavra. Umod Shmuel B'Zaken Kishasan LeChvodo. But Shmuel agrees for Zaken who makes it for Kvodo, which means Peirush Tachrichen. That when you make Tachrichen, there is no, you don't put the tzitzis on. And also the Medrash says, "Lama nisvak parshas mekoshes leparshas tzitzis." Why is the parsha mekoshes etzim connected to the parsha tzitzis? Lo melachasha meisim chayovim betzitzis. He says, "There we see from there that meisim are chayiv betzitzis." So you see what? So you see the meisim are chayiv betzitzis. The kasha But that's a question, because I mean, on the parak Mishnah Mesu, we say in the second parak and brachos, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonah's son, have a kashakli va'azi beis hakvaros. They were walking in the cemetery, have a shadi techil to the Rabbi Yochanan kivrei, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan sitzis were dragging onto the kever. Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya says, deli kan facha, put your tugget sitzis in. Shalom yomer lamachu ba'in etzlenu va'achshon mecharfin son. Tomorrow we're going to go there, and now we're embarrassing them. Meaning, it's a contest also give Loig L'Rosh. You're not supposed to wear your tefillin or wear your tzitzis or have it shown in the cemetery because you're making fun of the dead people who can't be mekayim the mitzvah. The Yesh L'Meisim Tzitzis Tosa says, "My mecharfen osanu." How are we embarrassing them if they had the mitzvah tzitzis? How are we? Why is there Loig L'Rosh if we're embarrassing them if they're wearing tzitzis? The Kamar V'Yesh Lomar. So you can say that you can answer the Afagav V'Yesh Lom Tzitzis. Even though they may be wearing tzitzis, Mikol Makom, it's embarrassing to them. Mecharfen osanu Shemayin Asmon Shein Chayovim V'Meisim Peturim. You're still chayv in mitzvos. They're putter. They're just wearing them, but they're putter in mitzvos. So maybe that's the lower gerosh. Because the amar, as it says in Gemara and Shabbos, kevin shemeis adam nasir chashim in mitzvos. Once you die, you don't have any chiyuvim in mitzvos. Aval kasha, he says it's kasha al haminog, that the minog that the Tosos had shenoigim lahasir tzitzis mitaliso shel mesim. They would take off the tzitzis from the mesim. They would not bury with tzitzis. The amar Rabbeinu Tam. It's just interesting that the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha of Loig L'Rosh, he quotes the halachas of not wearing the tzitzis, but never quotes the reason of Loig L'Rosh. He quotes the reason, he said, it's not makom for the mitzvah. Could be because he doesn't like the idea of mace, of the dead people having feelings. He's a very rationalistic approach. Doesn't have like this mystical approach, not sure. But whenever he quotes the halachas that come up from Loig L'Rosh, he doesn't quote for that reason. The rival takes him to task. Okay, so we have the problem now as to why the Tosel says that they don't have the tzitzis on their meisiv. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Sheshama Mizikne Lotir, Lefisha, like famous medrash that we know, Lefisha, tzitzis edus who, tzitzis is testimony, Shekim Kol HaTorah, that it gets called that he was Mekayim Ol HaTorah, that tzitzis Ol HaTorah Reish, because tzitzis equals, 600, the Chetchotim, and 8 strings, Heksharim, and the 5 ties, Harei Taryag, that's Taryag. But Akshav, Tosel is fascinating, historical, Akshav, She'ein chashuvin kolkach. Now that the mitzvah tzitzis is not so chashuv to us. It seems to be historically that in the times of the Tosos, people didn't wear tzitzis, right? Harei ki ilu mei edu sheker. It's as if we're testifying falsely. So v'hachanami rashin remidrash. We're supposed to say in the midrash v'aslam tzitzis l'dorosam l'dor tam. That means for Omer Ravi, he says b'yameihem hayukulam mikayim in those days, in the olden days, hayukulam mikayim mitzvah tzitzis. There they all wore tzitzis because they all had dal kanfos. That's why when they died, they would give them the tzitzis. But now, and that we don't all wear tzitzis when we're alive. We should not do it. This is the Re talking about. The Re lived in the years 1100, which is about 900 years ago. So that's what he says, that they didn't wear tzitzis.
They weren't wearing four-cornered belts.
So therefore, they weren't wearing tzitzis. Right. So therefore, Ein Lasos B'Mosan, Afilu Misha Hayelu B'Chayiv, even someone who did wear when he was alive, Shalul Levayish, Misha Ein Lo, not to embarrass those who aren't there. Ibn Ezra also points out that those days they didn't wear tzitzis. He says, V'od, script a little bit, he says, V'od Anu Shomchon HaMasech HaSmachos, Darmina Abashol, Ben Bitnis, Tzivez, Bonlov, Chavro, Tachas, Maglosov, Abov, Deitilas, Mechilas, Malpune, there, the Masech HaSmachos, which a lot of what we do with Vayavelos, says that he'd ask people to take off it's tzitzis. So Tosfos says that's why they're not bearing good tzitzis. We pass the corner to avoid the tzitzis rabbi. Right? Rabbeinu Chaim Tzedek prayers, he says in Machlokes in the Sugya. If you look at the very end, like the third to last line, it's Od Omeri, which is like similar to what we do. The Hachi Perushu, the Haishitai Shaita Vadi Raminu Luhu, Hainu Shem Masimin Bo Tzitzis, Umisalkin Osumiyat. We put on the tzitzis on the mace, and then we take it off right away. Lohodiya Shekaya Mitzvah Tzitzis. To show that he was Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis. And he says, V'chei Nogim Eretz Ashkenaz, L'hatzim Tzitzis B'tal Shemesh, She'i Nikar Shekiyah Mitzvah Tzitzis, U'miyad Misiran. And they take it off right away. That's what the Tosos, where our Minhag came from, I think is similar to that last Minhag of Tosos. There's an interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan, Hilchos Tzitzis, he quotes a story from the Gra, two stories, the Gra and from the Baal Yisrael Avoda. They both were on their deathbeds, they were mitzavid their Talmidim to bury them with tzitzis. And it didn't happen. So he says, it put him in, it didn't bear with sitzes, that didn't happen. So the Sultan says, that's one of those stories, but it's a simon that you're not supposed to be buried with the tzitzis, with the grah. It's not the only story with the grah. Also tried to introduce Birchas Kohanim, and then the shul burnt down, and he got arrested, and all. He says it's a simon. So the grah says another case of a simon not to do it, and it didn't work out for the grah to put to have him be buried in the tzitzis.
So it sounds as if the Talis Katzin wasn't born at the time of the Tosfos.
It doesn't sound. That's exactly what they're saying.
Right, so presumably it's a later Minna.
Yeah, definitely later than the Bali Tosfos.
Yeah.
That's what he seems to be saying. He says, "B'yameinu, they didn't do it." B'yameinu kulam mechayim. But he says, "Aval ata she'ein kulam mechayin ein lasos b'mosan." Since they not everyone wears it during the night, when they're alive, don't do it when they're dead. Seems like they didn't wear it.
I thought during Dor HaMidbar we just said they did.
Because during Dor HaMidbar they did. Bali Tosfos they didn't.
When did it drop off?
I don't know.
When they stopped wearing.
I'm just reading Tosfos. I don't know.
I'm curious how this.
I don't know.
About.
The mitzvah to wear tzitzis is only if you're wearing a four-cornered garment.
Right.
We take it upon ourselves to always wear a four-cornered garment.
Yeah.
The times of the Bali Tosfos, they didn't. Okay, back to Shemayim. Amar li, so the Yishmaeli says to me, Ta'achve lach b'luloi korach. I'll take you to see the place where Ados Korach was swallowed up. Chazit trei bizi v'havikam mafkei kutra. We saw these two, I guess, rivets or divots in the ground where smoke was rising. Shakal, they're all favors here. Shakal gavava the amr v'amshina b'maye. So the socher took a piece of wool, dipped it in water. With the atase berosh the romcha, put it on the top of his spear. Va'ali lahasim and put it into the hole. The ki afik havi ichrach hakruche. When he pulled it out, it was completely burnt. To show you how hot it was down there. Amr Ali, he says to me, Atis my shamit, bend down, I guess, and listen to what you hear coming out from there. Usham Mais the Havi Amr, heard that they would say Moshe Vitaroso MS, Moshe MS, Taroso MS, like simple story there. Behein Badoin, and they are the fools. They're wrong. Right? Amr Ali, Socher says to me, because he's been there a few times, Kol Tlasin Yoma Mahadlu Gehenim Lahakak of Asar Kalachas. Every 30 days, right, the Gehenim turns over to this place. Sort of like a spit. Like Gehenna was a spit. It rotates and turns over. And the Amri Hachi, in every 30 days, or 12.7, this Rosh Chodesh, they say Moshe v'Taroso Emes v'Hein Badayin. Amr Lei, the Sochei Shmeli said to me more, Ta'achve Leheche the Nashik Ari Rekiyah the Hadadi. Go find for me the place, I'll find for you the place where the heavens and the earths kiss, where they meet, where the Shemayim and the Ar and the Rekiyah, where the Ar and the Rekiyah hit. So Shaka Lisilta, I guess I went there. It seems over here also like this is the idea that there are windows in the world. You know, Tosfos points out for Ben Hashmashal that the sun goes through a window and comes out the other side to the kippah. So Shaka Lisilta, I put down my basket of bread, the Isnachta Bikavos Drikia, and I put it into one of the windows of the heavens. Adimatzlina, then I went to Davin, Ba'isi Velo Ashche, I came back and to look for the basket and it wasn't there. I mean, the wheel. I had trouble saying this 7.5 years ago. The wheels in the sky keep on turning, right? So Amina lay. So I said to the toast to the socher, Ika ganve hacha. There must be thieves up here. So Amali, no. Ha galgal de rakia hu dahadar. It's the wheel in the sky that's turning. So it's moving around. Come next 24 hours, it'll be back. So natar ad lamachar hacha umashasle. Come back tomorrow and you will find it. Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Mishtae. So Rav Yochanan said the following story. Zimna chada havi chazina besfinta. One day I was on the ship. V'chazina hu kvara da afkila reishim imayon. I saw this big fish, you know, stick his head out from the water. V'damyin einai kitrei sihare. And I guess both eye looked like the moon. It would be so shining, so bright. V'nofutz maya mitarte zimni kitrei mavri desura. I guess he would blow water out from his nostrils, and it was like the flow of two rivers in Surah. That's how big he was, and that's how much water was flowing out from there. I don't know. We'll get to Liv Yosson. This one he just says Amayim. Right now he doesn't say Liv Yosson, but we'll get to Liv Yosson in a moment. Rav Safra Mishtae. Rav Safra told the following story. Zim Nechad Havei Chazlina Bisvinto. Once again, I was on the ship. V'chazina hu kvar da'afki l'reish l'maya. So this fish take his head out of the water, v'havli karne, and it had horns, v'chokik alei, and it was, I guess, inscribed onto or dug into the horns, ana bria kalashabayam, I am from the small fish in the sea, Vahavine plus me a parse, and my length is 300 parsos, which means it's pretty big. Vazlina puma de Livyason, and I guess I'm the food for the Livyason. I go to the mouth of the Livyason, meaning the Livyason is that much bigger, that he swallows me. Amar of Ashi, Hahu Iza de Yamahu. This is like the sheep of the fee, de Bechisha the Isle Karna. I don't know what that means, that it digs in the ground to get its food. It digs its head in the ground, it's the in. And gets its food. Rav Yochanan Mishtai. Rav Yochanan told the following story. Zimna chad ahave kazlina besvinta. One time I was on the ship. The chazina hi kartilisa. Kartilisa. There was this box with this chest, right? Chazina dahi kartilisa. How does he teach kartilisa? A chest. Okay. Dahave kamibayi ba avonim tovusum argilos. I guess embedded on it or attached to it were all these precious stones. Vahajile mini di kavre de makre karsha. And around it, the box, were all these fish that are called the karsha fish. I guess they were guarding it. So nachis, turn off the amabe, is nachis bar amorae. Amorae here, I think, means like a scuba diver. Not an amora, but like someone who's adept. Rashi's response says, Adam shudei l'shutavayim, a great swimmer. I think it means someone like a deep sea diver. Right? So he went down la'atuye to pull the box up, because it's sunken treasure. Who wants to go get it? Right? One-eyed Willy stuff. Viragash ubaye l'shamte l'atme. And I guess the fish moved and tried to bite off his leg. Right? Vishada zika dechala v'nachas. So he sent over some sort of vinegar.
Yes.
It's a vinegar and the fish.
Is it
in the water? And the fish went away because of the smell. So then he went back again. He went back again now to get the box. Nafik baskala, and then a baskal comes out. But Amran La said, Ma is lechu bahadi kartilisa. Why are you going by this box? What business you have taking this chest? The divisayu de Rechina Bardosa. This is the chest that's going to belong to the future to the wife of Rechina Bardosa. The asida the shaja tichelta. In the future, she is going to have the tcheles put there to have the tcheles for the tzaddikim in Asid Lavo. I'm not trying to think. I do remember maybe quotes on the bottom. There's a story of Rechina Bardosa. I think it's Gemara Megillah or Gemara Tainus about that her husband had no food. And then came down the gold leg from a table or something like that.
Yeah.
A gold leg from the table came down, and she got all upset. And makes us love. It's my. I'm going to have a 3-leg table, as opposed to 4-leg table. And then she throws it back up. They throws it back up, and they say it was a bigger miracle that they took it back as opposed to giving it to her. And she's in the future is going to get a lot of reward. So maybe that's to do with the reward. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Does he quote the Gemara in the art school? Rav Yehuda. Where? Which Gemara?
Tainus.
What?
There
was tcheles.
No, but they're saying it's in the
time of Bayer Rav, for sure.
Yeah, they had tcheles, for sure. They lost it later. Rav Yehuda Hindu'a. So that seems to me from Hindu, like maybe it's from India. Rav Yehuda Hindu'a.
Ethiopian,
okay. He thought Ethiopia was Kush.
It is.
So I don't know why it says it's Ethiopian. Right? Hindu, Hodu, not Kush. Ethiopia was Kush. Hodu was more. Okay, whatever. Interesting name. Or maybe that was just his name. So I wonder if you want to search, see how often Rav Yehuda Hindu comes up in Shas. So he's Mishtai. He tells a story. Zimnechad havazlina besvinta. One day I was on the boat. The chazina nahu even tava. The havahodila tanina. There was this big stone that the tanin, this big fish, was, I guess, swimming around it. So nachis b'amarei latuye, they sent down again this deep sea diver to go get this stone. Asa tanina, so the tanin came. Kaboy lemivla slisvinta. Now this tanin didn't want to just bite off the leg of the diver. He's coming to eat to swallow the entire boat. So asa pishkansa, this raven, I think it is, some sort of bird comes. Upaski l'resha, and pecked on the head of the tanin. And I guess he opened up a nice head wound. Is hapichu maya v'habudama, and because of all the blood rushing out of his head, the water all around was turned red from all the blood. So asatin lechavre. So another tanin, the friend of the first tanin, who now has his head split open, shakle took this evan vitalule and hung it onto the tanin v'chaya and brought it back and resurrected him. It's like the resurrection stone brought it back to life. So hadar asa kabay barlis vinta. So the tanin, I'm not sure if it's the second tanin or the first tanin, again now wants to swallow the ship. So hadar asa tziparo, the bird comes back again, and paskal areisha, and again knocks it on the head. And so now, I guess after two times, the tanin decided to stop bothering them. Shakulahi evan tovo, so we took this evan tava, shadina lesvinta, we put it onto our ship. There were these already salted birds, meaning these birds that we already, I guess, shechted, and they're salting them to keep them fresh for eating. We put the stone on them, and lo and behold, they resurrected and they flew away. I think maybe the stone is reminiscent to Torah.
They took the stone. No, they took the stone with it.
Well, the birds took the stone?
They flew off with it.
Ah, okay. Shaklu parchalu bahado. They took the stone with it. Well, first they resurrected and they took the stone away. But see, maybe it's Torah reminiscent that you could be in all situations. The Torah is chayim, and I'm not sure. And there isn't even a note. Well, there isn't even a note in the Masifta on the story. Tan Rabbanan, another story. Maisev Rabbi Yezev Rabbi Yeshua Shubayim Mesvinas. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, and these are Tanoim, right? They're on a ship. They're traveling on a ship. Vahi Rabbi Lezer Yashen. Rabbi Shua Neor. Rabbi Lezer is sleeping, Rabbi is awake, and Rabbi Shua is sleeping. Sorry, but I said it wrong both ways. Rabbi Lezer is sleeping, Rabbi Shua is awake. Nizda Rabbi Yeshua, all of a sudden Rabbi Shua has shakes, he gets very scared. Venina Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer wakes up. Amralo, Maze Yeshua, Yeshua, what is this? Vipnei ma Nizdazda. Why are you shaking? Why are you so scared? Amrlo, he says to him, Meor gadol reisi bayam. I saw this big wave, I think. I saw this
big light, he says,
man. Meor is a big light, right. Meor is a big light in the sea. So what is that? Why is he afraid of a big light?
Because
usually you don't have light in the sea. Right, so Meor gadol reisi bayam. He points out here, that he saw this big light, and he thought that maybe that is the big wave that's coming to flip over and sink the ship. So Amar lo, so he says to back to him, I guess Rabbi Lezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, Shema Einav Shel Lev Yosan Risa. Maybe you saw the eyes of the Lev Yosan. Tichsev, because it says about the Lev Yosan in Eov, Einav Ka'af Apai Shachar, that its eyes shine like the Shachar, like the light of the day. Okay, end of story. So I guess the question is how literally again you take this idea of the Lev Yosan. There are lots of sukkim talking Lev Yosan. The Gemara is not going to also be talking about the Lev Yosan, but I don't know what you believe in. I don't know. That's just the many stories about the Lev Yosan. Amar Rav Ashi, a few of them are here. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Li Huna Bar Nasan. Huna Bar Nasan says to me, Zim Nacha Dehavik Hazin B'Midbara. One time I was walking in the desert. Vahava atme de bisra bahadein, and we had this piece of meat. So I guess it was the hind, right? Because it says paschana vinakarina, right? And then we were opening it up to do nikor again, take out the chaylev and to do nikor again. Va'anche asbe, and we put it down on some grass or some weeds that were there, and we went to get to gather wood for fire. Ademaisne tzivi chalam atma. When Tommy came back with the wood, chalam atma, which he points out means the bones or the limbs joined back together. Right? Rashbam says shenischaber yachah b'tchila. Okay, v'tavinon, and then we roasted it. And ki hadrina lebasha tracer yarchei shata. We came back to that place 12 months later. Chazinon de lahanu gumrei to have kamalashi. We saw that the coals that we used from those were still burning. The embers were still flickering. So it was weird, 12-month fire. So ki asa lekamei da amemar, we came to tell a story to amemar, Amr Ali said to me, Hahu izba samtirei hava. The grass that you put this meat on, it's the samtirei. I'm not sure, some sort of grass. Rashbam says, Esav shemechaber, has some magic to it, some powers to it, that it joins things. Can I read my kavel?
Heals flesh.
Sorry?
Heals eels cut flesh.
Right, Isar Samche, Vahanu, and those coals, Gumrei de Risma Havil, that are the coals from the eights of the Risma, that warm, that get very, very hot, and takes a really long time for them to cool off. I had no notes here.
It's related to Torah.
What?
It's related to Torah, the light of Torah.
Oh, now we go back to the. It says Vayivra Elohim es tanim hagedolim es kol nefesh chaya ormes asher yashar tzu b'mayim. So it says that God created on the fifth day the taninim gedolim, the big taninim. So hachar targumo mohir in Bavel, they translated targumim as arzile diyama, the big sea creatures, very, very large. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ze livyason. He says that it is livyason, nachash bariach. The Livyason Nachash Akalason. Two nights, as Rashman points out, there's two Livyasons. One was male, that was similar to some sort of lock. I don't know what that means. And one is the Livyason in the Keva, is the Nachash Akalason. It looks like a snake. A really, really big. Shenamar says in the Pasuk Yishaya, Bayomahu Yivkot Hashem Becharbo, Hakasha, says, Alivyason Nachash Bariach, the Livyason Nachash Akalason. There's two Livyasons, the Livyason Bariach, and the Livyason Akalason. And then Vaharag is Satin Hashem Bayam. That's what he says in Yeshaya. So that's what he says over here, that's the Taninim. It's this Livyason. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Ma Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Zachar Nekev Varam. Everything Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created male and female. The Af Livyason, even Livyason, Nachash Bariach, Livyason Nachash Akalason, Zachar Nekev Varam. Even the Livyason, one was male, one was female. The Ilmalin is Kachan Zelazeh, had Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to procreate, Machrim Kolam Kulo, they would have destroyed the whole world. I guess they were pretty big. Would have destroyed the whole world. So Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Sirus as a Zachar, so he made the Zachar impotent, Bahar as Nekeva, and he kills the Nekeva.
So,
if once you made it impotent, they're done, they're going to die on themselves, and why is he creating them to kill them? I don't know. So he kills the Nekeva, it says, U'malacha la tzadikim la'asilavu, and he assaults it to save the Nekeva for the Suda Livyason, which actually we say when we leave the Sukkah, if you look at we say that, the Suda Livyason. Shneemar, the Pasuk Yishaya says, full Pasuk is, V'yomu huyif kadoshem v'charbo, alev yoson nachash briyach, alev yoson nachash akalason, v'horay satalina sher v'yom, that he says Yivkod. It says over here, Yivkod Hashem, which is lashon in the future, and then he says that he killed, who's lashon avar, so meaning that he's going to kill it and have it saved in the future for the meal. That's why he kills it. V'ach v'hemos v'horay elef. So I'm not sure, this is similar to the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nun, that there's this big land animal, this land creature, it's very big, and it grazes on a thousand hills a day to eat itself. Also, Zachar and Kev Baram, also created male and female. The Yomal is Nizkakim Zelazeh, and if they would procreate, then Machrib Kolom Kulo would destroy the entire world because it would be too large. So, Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu, what Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Sirius Zachar, he makes the Zachar impotent, if it's seen in a Nekeva, and then he takes away the Yetzer from the Nekeva, so she won't have any desire for the Zachar. And then it says, "Ushemar la tzadikim la'asid lavo," and he keeps it for the tzadikim in the future. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Hine." I'm not sure. It's in Eov. Behemo. What's the full pasuk? That's the full pasuk in Eov. Not that's going to help me because it's a pasuk in Eov. But hine na kocho b'mosnav va'ono b'shirire bitno. Oh, hine na zeh zachar. Hine na kocho b'mosnav is the zachar. Ono b'shuri bitno, that's the Nekeva. It never gave birth. Ono's in its beten. I don't know. The Gemara asks, why hasam nami literally l'zachar l'stani l'keva? Why by the Livyason did he kill it? Why doesn't he just take away the type of appropriation from the Nekeva, same way he did it by this big land animal? So he says, dogim pritse. Now, fish are very parutz, and just to cool its taiva, it's not going to work. Therefore, it's not enough just to cool them off, you have to kill them. So Gemara says, v'labad ibcha. So why don't you just kill the Zachar and make the Nekeva somewhat, you know, make her a sorry so that she can't procreate, make her impotent? So he says, Yibayis Ema Nekevim Licham Aliyeh. One can say, it's just a factual issue with the Livyason, that it tasted better. If you salt it stays better. Yibayis Ema, or you can say, Keva Diksev, since the Pasuk says, Livyason Zeh Yitzat V'Sachibo, you created, right, is that Baruch Hinashi? I think we say that in Baruch Hinashi. Livyason Zeh Yitzat V'Sachibo, and you're going to play with the Livyason, V'Hadi Nekev V'Lav Orach Ara. It's not Snius to say that Kodesh Baruch was playing with the female Livyason. Ask away. Okay. What?
The male
Right, so the sachik bo means, okay, anyway, fine. All right, hachanami, we'll get to the hachanami, so the Gemara says, so hachanami limichal nekeva. So why don't you kill the land female and salt it? Why don't you kill it then also? So he says, no, kavra milicha ma'alye, bisra milicha lo ma'alye. The flesh of the fish takes well to being salted. I mean, talking about salting for the end of days, so I'm not sure how long it is. But the flesh of the meat does not stay so well.
That's again.
I don't believe necessarily these stories are all 100% literal. There's something to take from them. I don't. No, the question is
hold,
the question.
They don't hold that the mamash literal.
What?
They don't hold that. From A to Z to literal?
Tosos and Rabbeinu Tam. They ask these. Tosos says the same thing. Tosos has the story in Megillah about why, you know, about that Mordechai, the Medrash says that Mordechai was married to Esther, and then that Esther was married to Sharvati Yavati, and therefore she. So Tosos says, why don't you just give her a get? Tosos asks these halachic questions oftentimes on these Agadot stories. Seemingly, either he's taking them literally, or seems to say that how can you even say these stories if the stories contradict halacha? But what about the stories that say? What about the stories that say that? Because Ra'isi, I saw. Person saw these things. He's testifying that he saw these things. So those might be more literal. Maybe it's hyperbole. Maybe it's a dream. Don't know. Is it the Bachelor's Rama Ramban about what seeing angels? Is that literal or is it a dream? It's very, it's all. All right. Well, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda is the name of Rav. Vishash, Apikish Kadosh Baruch Hu, Livros Olam. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, seems over here, when he wanted to reveal the earth, Amar Lo Lusar Shel Yam, he says to the ocean minister, I don't know who that is, Poseidon, I don't know who that is, right? Psach Picho Bala Kol Meimash Olam, open your mouth and swallow all the water. So Amar, so the Sarah Shayam says Lefanav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Daisha Emo Bishali. It's an I have enough water in me. I can't swallow anymore. I don't want to do it. So Miyad Bodpo, so again Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bito's a kick. I don't know. He kicks him, Vaharogo, and he kills him. Right? Shane Amar, the apostle says in Eov, Bikochu Raga Hayom, Ubisvunosu Machitz Rav. With his strength, he broke the sea and something. So Amar Rav Yitzhak, Shmami Na. Sarosh Hayam Rahav Shemo. You see from here that the Sarosh Hayam, his name was Rahav, right? Ve'omolei Mayim Nechasim also, and if not for the fact that the water covers him, Ein Kol Bria Yechol Am Abreicha, no one can stand his stench. Shenemar Lo Yeirau V'Lo Yashchisu B'Chol Harkachi K'Mayim Layam Nechasim. Al Tekri Layam Nechasim Ela L'Sarosh Hayam Nechasim. You cover up the Sarosh Hayam. I don't know what that means. There's another creature who was in charge of the sea that seems very. I don't know, he's very Mesopotamian, very Babylonian, like in mythology, almost like it. I don't know. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Yarden Yotze Mima'aras Pamyas. The river Jordan comes out from the cave of Pamyas, which seems like Banyas, maybe, something like that, that's where its source is. Tanya Namihachi, a Bryce that says similar. What?
Banyas is work.
From up there somewhere. Right, it says he quotes over here that it's from the he quotes over here from the Bartanura. That's the Gemara is Gemara in Bechoros says it comes down from Dan. The Catholic Rosh Hashanah Levisha Beloshon Yishma Kar Dan Banyas quotes the Bartanura. Okay, V'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yarden Yotzim Aras Pamyas Amenachi Yarden Yotzim Aras Pamyas Umahalech. And it goes, apparently, and this I don't know how you work out with the geography, maybe our resident Israeli can explain to us how this works. Umahale, it goes around, the Jordan River encircles Eretz Yisrael, with four rivers, B'yamash al-Sivchi, B'yamash al-Tveria, it goes down into the Sichvi Sea, then into Yamash al-Tveria, which I believe is the Kinneret, U'miskalga b'yorli Yamagadol, and then it goes around and empties out into the Yamagadol, which is usually the Mediterranean. So the Jordan River, I'm not sure exactly.
They say that in the bottom there are some wadis
that empty out. Well, those wadis must go up and down the hills. Okay. Umizgaga v'yorid atchmegil lepivshel levyason shenemar. The pasuk says yiftach ki yagiach yarden alpiu, because it says about levyason he's boteach that the rivers from the Jordan go into his mouth. So masif l'rava barhula, rava barula es v'hai v'hemos pahari elif ksiv. That's that pasuk about the water is talking about the animals, not the levyason. Ella Amarav Bar Ula, Imasai Behemos Vahari Ella Petuchos, when are the Behemos, you know, secure with the thousand mountains? It's Bizman Shemagia Yardin Mefibish Levyosam, the same time that the Yardin goes into the mouth of Levyosam. So long, I guess, as the water goes into the mouth of Levyosam, then the people, those big animals are very confident in their, I guess, that they're going to get sustenance from a thousand mountains a day.
Where is
sleeping? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even have a note on it. I don't know. Go a little more, fine. Ki Aser Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came, right? Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael. He says the member name of Yochanan. My Diksev, what does it mean? The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki Hu Amim Yisadov Anos Yecholinea Elu Shiva Yomim Ba'arba on Naharos. These are the seven seas and the four rivers, Shemakifinus Eretz Yisrael, that encircle Eretz Yisrael. The Elohim Shiva Yomim, these are the seven seas, Yomish Al Tveria, which I think is the Kinneret, Yomish Al Stone, which I guess might be the Dead Sea, Yama Shel Cheles, I don't know what that is, Yama Shel Chelasa, they say that's some sort of, quotes Yaakov Shemoni, it's near Akko, the Yama Shel Sivchi, which we mentioned before, the Yam Aspamya, the Spanish Sea, the Yam Hagadol, and I always thought Yam Aspamya and Yam Hagadol were the same, but Yam Aspamya, Yam Hagadol, maybe Yam Aspamya is talking about the Atlantic Ocean, I don't know, the Yam Hagadol, those are the four, the Elohein Arba Naharos, and what are the four rivers? Yardain, which I heard of, the Yarmuch, which I've heard of as well, the Yarmuch, Vikir Romion, Ufiga. I don't know which ones those are. He quotes, the Tosos here quotes the Aruch that says that the Kirmayon and the Figa are Naharos that are mentioned in Sefer Melachim, that's called the Amona and the Parpar, that they are near Damascus, which means that they're near, they're up north, it's in Damascus in Syria. Tosas also asks, well, how can these guys be actual rivers? There's a Mishnah in Parah that says the Piga is pasul to Mechatas. Again, taking it literally. The water from the Piga is pasul for Mechatas. But if it's a live river, live water, why would it be pasul for Mechatas? Tosas has to try to figure that out. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.